Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Some 63,000 FFA youngsters will temporarily boost the population of Louisville and surrounding locations this Wednesday through Saturday during the National Convention of FFA. Linda Edwards, Vice President of the Kentucky Convention Center, says transportation of conventioneers is a major planning consideration.
They're using the Expo Center, they're using the Convention Center downtown, and they're using the arena. So transporting those people to those three venues takes a lot of logistics to make that happen and a lot of planning.
The majority of activities, though, unfold at the Kentucky Exposition Center, which FFA officials like.
It works really well for them because it's a very safe environment. The advisors love the KEC campus because it's safe, it's secure, and once their young people are off their buses, they know that they are going to be on that campus and can't stray too far. So it fits really well.
Edwards says local officials with hundreds of volunteers go all out to accommodate.
We're excited to have it. They're here next year. Then they go up the road to Indianapolis for 3 years. And then right after this year's convention, we will have the opportunity to rebid for 20 and 21. And we fully expect to do that.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Most people think water pollution is an industrial problem. But it's also a household problem. When you allow hazardous chemicals, paint, or even pet waste to wash down the storm drain, it goes directly into our water. That makes a huge mess today, and an even bigger mess for our kids to clean up tomorrow. It's time we all did our part to protect Kentucky's water. To find out how you can help, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
The National FFA Convention unfolding this week in Louisville has a $40 million economic impact for the city and state, so naturally Linda Edwards says local convention planners will put their best foot forward for consideration for a convention return ahead. She says on the plus side, the FFA kids enjoy and partake in local extracurricular activities.
Our attractions in the city and the state, the Derby Museum had more FFA visitors last year than the Kentucky Derby had that weekend. So it's huge for our attractions, and not only in our city, but in the state. And a lot of times when the convention is in Indianapolis, our attractions still reap the reward of the convention because they make an effort to stop here on their way to the convention or on their way back.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.